Kupuna Wiki was previously recorded.
Welcome to Kupuna Wiki, Hawaii's senior resource, the radio show that helps you find answers on important topics like finances, senior housing, estate planning, real estate, health, and much more. Now let's join Kupuna Wiki hosts Brandon Lau and Andrew Leon.
Aloha and welcome to the Kupuna Wiki radio show. This month we are kicking it off with real estate. And in studio you have us, Andrew Leong and myself, Brandon Lau, who are with Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors. Kupuna Wiki is Hawaii's senior resource. We talk to the best local professionals in the state regarding topics such as real estate, senior housing, estate planning, finance, and health, that our Kupuna families can find the best resources in the midst of a life transition. We strive to make sure our seniors are informed and supported every step of the way. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Brandon Lau.
And I'm Andrew Leong,
your host for the Kupuna Wiki radio show.
If you miss any of our shows on air, the Kupuna Wiki radio show is available as a podcast and can be found on Spotify, Apple, and Podbean for your listening pleasure. Our title sponsor for today is Hawaii Kai Senior Living, recently voted Best of Senior Living by SeniorAdvisors.com. Hawaii Kai Senior Living offers customizable care options to best fit your needs and lifestyle. Call 808-395-9599 and mention that you heard about them on Kupuna Wiki.
And now we have our real estate tip of the week brought to you by Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors.
Before purchasing a rental property, consider the following factors to make a good investment. Number one, consider the cash flow. Number two, get the full cost of owning and repairing the home. And number three, carefully select your tenants.
For more information about how to select your investment property, contact Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors at 753-9033. Well, Andrew, it is going to be a new year, and exciting things have been happening in the Oahu real estate market, and I think it'll still be exciting into 2022. Mm-hmm. In fact, this past year, we had some record-breaking numbers.
We sure did.
As we all know, in the single-family market, the median price is now over $1 million.
Ooh.
Yep. So even if you have grandma's house in Kaimuki that was built in the 1950s, more than likely you'll be paying over $1 million for that property.
Thank you, grandma.
And condominiums now are starting to heat up. Believe it or not, the median price for a condominium as of our November 2021 statistics is just at $500,000. So over $1 million for a single family home, and $500,000 for a condominium. What do you think about that?
Well, I mean, I'm not surprised that the condo market has seen that appreciation as well, because, mm-hmm. you know, for the folks that weren't able to get the single family, right. they, you know, readjusted their criteria and mm-hmm. settled for the condo townhomes,
yeah.
which, you know, again, you have, for townhomes, you have that single family feel, mm-hmm. but, you know, just not a lot of maintenance that you have to worry about.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, going by the numbers here, let me just give you a couple of figures. And I'm using a two-year time frame between November 2019 to November 2021. And when you look at the closed number of sales for single-family homes, there's an increase of 20%.
Wow.
Yeah, year over year, 20%. Between 2019 and 2021. For condos, there's an increase of 32%.
Wow.
So that's a lot of real estate being bought and sold yeah. on Oahu. And it's no wonder that prices go up. As we know, a leading indicator of any change in price is a change in the number of sales.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that we had such an incredible increase in number of sales, it's no wonder the prices have gone up like they did. And you know, I tend to think, though, that we are still in the midst of a COVID bump. What do you say to that?
I think so. I think, I don't see things changing going into 2022.
Mm-hmm.
You might see a slight slowdown, but I think the lack of inventory is still going to be the primary driver for this train that we're going on.
Yeah, ultimately it all comes down to supply and demand.
Correct.
Right. So I've had clients ask time and again, hey, when do you think the market's going to go down? Hey, when do you think the market's going to go down? These are the same clients who are asking me that same question 5-6 years ago. And unfortunately for them, the market has not yet gone down. In fact, over a decade of appreciation since right around 2010, 2011, I mean, prices have just gradually increased. And then this latest year, of course, because of the supply issues, we had this incredible bump in prices.
Right.
You know, so when is the market going to go down? Well, it's when we have too much properties to sell. And I don't see that happening anytime soon.
No. Me neither. Yeah.
Now, on the rental market side, what's pretty interesting is the number of available units have also decreased on the rental side. You know, some people think that, well, hey, if the market for sales is going really well, does that mean the market for rentals will be easier for tenants? And unfortunately, that's not the case. So whenever there's a decrease in inventory on the resale market, there's also a decrease in inventory on the rental market. And we've seen things renting for within a week or less. Mm-hmm. And it's just because of the limited amount of rentals out there. I don't know if you experienced the same thing.
I have. And not just a limited amount of rentals, but mm-hmm. same thing with supply and demand.
Right.
Rental rates are also increasing. Yes.
I've noticed. Mm-hmm. You take a look just on any rental website. You can go to High Central, you can go to Craigslist or any other real estate site, and you'll see the prices start to creep up.
Yep.
Right. So, you know, with all this excitement in the market, I think there should be some advice that we can provide our listeners, whether they're Kupuna or family of Kupuna, that can help them in their decisions, right? Mm-hmm. And so in this time, as we're transitioning into 2022, I don't foresee there being any real, you know, slowdown in the market. I think perhaps the acceleration in the price appreciation could decrease, mm-hmm. right? So in our statistics, we look at what they call percentage over list price received, and that kind of peaked out in about July of this past summer. So if that same trend continues, next year prices may not appreciate as much, but it doesn't mean we won't experience appreciation. Mm-hmm. So that being the case, what would we have in store for our buyers? What could we share with them?
Well, I think, you know, I would say don't lose momentum, mm-hmm. right? You know, you just continue chugging along. But what they should do to prepare to put them in the best favor, obviously keeping, you know, you may have gotten pre-approved when you first started.
Right.
You know, pre-approval letters are usually only good for 6 months. So maybe perhaps updating that. Getting rather than, you know, waiting till you've found the property and want to submit an offer, then your lender says, hey, we need to update your pre-approval.
Exactly.
So I would say, you know, if you've gotten a pre-approval, you know, more than 6 months ago, it'll be great to, you know, just do an update,
because mm-hmm.
They'll probably need like updated pay stubs, et cetera.
Right.
But also, you know, if you've gotten any, you know, because this past year in 2021, I'm sure if a lot of us, you know, invested in the stock market, we probably saw some appreciation, right? Perhaps, you know, if you want to adjust your investment to where you're holding some of those funds mm-hmm. in preparation for perhaps your down payment,
mm-hmm.
right? Making sure that, you know, though you're able to put in a bigger down, so obviously your loan will be more favorable to you with better rates. You know, your monthly payment would be lower because, again, you're putting a bigger down payment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, after all of that, the last thing you could do is, well, maybe expand mm-hmm. your search criteria,
mm-hmm.
right? Because sometimes, you know, people are very focused on a certain neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
But if you've focused on that certain neighborhood for so long, and you're not getting the results that you wanted,
mm-hmm.
you know, maybe just look at expanding a little, maybe the next neighborhood
mm-hmm.
over. You might be able to find something, you know, there too. So those would be my suggestions.
Yeah, those are really good points, Andrew. So just to sum it up, you're saying, number one, things may have changed in your financing scenario, so be sure to get an updated prequal. Secondly, make sure your cash funds are ready.
Correct.
So congratulations if you made a killing on the stock market, and that's going to be your down payment, but make sure it's available so that when the time comes, it's accessible.
Right.
Right. And the last thing, of course, is to be flexible.
Right.
Right. I think sometimes we pigeonhole ourselves into a very tight niche in the market, and because there's so limited inventory, we just end up not making any decisions.
Right. Right.
Right.
Yes. I mean, it's... I see a lot. I mean, I'm dealing with that with a lot of my buyer clients, mm-hmm. right? And I'm telling them not to, you know, not to be deterred by, mm-hmm. you know, because we've submitted offers and,
right.
you know, we've gotten beats now, but mm-hmm. we'll eventually get there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just keeping that same momentum.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, for Kupuna who are looking to possibly stay long term in their next purchase, one of the things to consider is making sure the floor plan is accessible. So
yes.
we talk about search criteria. I think single level homes are something to consider. But along the lines of flexibility, maybe I can also offer a suggestion of not just single level, but maybe something where you have a full bath and bedroom on the first floor,
mm-hmm.
right? Because for the time being, you can walk up and down the stairs. It makes for great storage. And also, you can always install a lift,
right?
Right, to help mitigate the stair issue. So part of flexibility is, yes, you have your ideal criteria, but know that you can always modify the existing dwelling to suit your long-term needs.
Exactly.
Right. So aging in place always means being flexible,
yes,
right? And trying
yes.
to help make sure your environment fits your particular needs.
Right.
And as time goes on.
And we have those professionals that can help assess their property.
That's
to help
right.
them, you know, age in place.
And if they want to know where they are, go to kupunawiki.com and you'll see a list for you right there.
Yes, yes.
Some of those contractors and professionals.
Yep.
Well, Andrew, when we come back after this commercial break, we're going to talk a little bit on the sales side and advice we have for sellers, whether or not it's a good time to invest even in this hot market. And what are some innovations that have come about in real estate in the midst of this pandemic? So we'll talk about these things right after this commercial break.
We'll be back with more Kupuna Wiki right after this.
Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors assists clients in buying and selling their homes by striving to create an easy and seamless transition. With multiple awards spanning most transactions of the year, Client Service Award, and being in the top 100 realtors, Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors wants to provide you with excellent service and care when making a major life decision. Over the years, their agents have greatly enjoyed serving each and every one of their clients as if they were family. Whether you're a first-time homeowner or a senior, they understand the challenges and complexities of the real estate process and want to help you every step of the way. Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors wants to provide you with the most information so you can make the best decision. Because as they like to say, real estate is about choice. Contact Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors today for a free in-person property valuation by calling 753-9033 or email them clientservice@choicehi.com.
Hawaii Kai Senior Living offers all-inclusive, affordable senior apartments from studio to three bedrooms on 23 luxurious tropical acres in East Oahu. Take a dip in the saltwater pool or join a Tai Chi class. Recently voted best of senior living by senioradvisors.com, Hawaii Kai Senior Living offers customizable care options to cater to those fully independent and those who may need some additional assistance. Plus, it's just 25 minutes from downtown Honolulu. Call 395-9599 today and tell the team you heard about them on Kupuna Wiki. That's 395-9599.
Welcome back to Kupuna Wiki on AM 690, The Answer.
Welcome back. If you're just joining us, it's Brandon and myself, and we're talking about real estate today.
Yes, we are.
And what to look forward to in 2022. Now, you know, right before the break, we've talked about, you know, what buyers can do to prepare for this year, this coming year.
Mm-hmm.
Let's jump ship and let's talk about what sellers can look forward to.
Okay, yeah, well, we're going to take a different ship. On the seller side, you know, It is, well, what can I say? It's a fun time because if you look at the numbers of active inventory versus closed inventory, it's almost as if everything in the single family market is selling. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, the house on the corner that had a stigma and the worst should appeal you thought would never sell, I mean, those things are selling. So if you do have a single family home and you want to put it on the market, I mean, now is the time to do it. Condominiums are also doing very, very well, but they are just starting to catch up to the single family market. So like we talked about in the first part of our segment, due to the higher price points, different buyers now have to change their description of what they want to purchase, and so they're changing it from a single family to a condominium or maybe a larger townhome, mm-hmm. right? So the condominium market is really heating up, and you have to be very competitive to get something in that arena as well. So from a seller's perspective, I think a few things that you want to look out for is, number one, always make sure you have everything prepared for the time that you want to go on the market. Because once you go on the market, it's going to be a fast ride. It's like going on a roller coaster, mm-hmm. right? Once you're at the top and you're in the car and you start heading downhill, I mean, it's going to go really quick. So make sure all your documentation is in order, everything's prepared, because within 45 days, you could be closed.
Or sooner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's how fast things are moving. A second thing is you want to make sure that whomever you're working with as your real estate, for your real estate agent, make sure that you properly identify the type of buyer that you're looking for. And what I mean by that is you want to identify the buyer who not only can pay you the price that you want, but has the financial capacity to move forward, even if something like the appraisal should fall short, mm-hmm. or even if they discover some kind of minor issue in the property inspection, right? You want a buyer who's committed enough and they have the financial wherewithal to make it to the finish line. Okay, so that's the second thing you want to do is discuss that with your realtor and make sure you know who you're targeting on the buy side. And of course, the last thing is, even though you might hold most of the cards in today's transaction as a seller, still be flexible. You know, you're dealing with a family, you're dealing with human beings on the other side. Things may happen in the course of a transaction that may cause time frames to shift a little bit. And in general, you know, just remember you're dealing with the person on the other side. So as long as you have that kind of empathy and understanding, ultimately everybody is going to end up very, very happy at the closing table.
Right.
So as a seller, hey, if you're ready to put your property in the market, now's the time.
It's a good time, right? So just to recap, for sellers' preparation, it's getting things prepped, mm-hmm. getting things in order, and then also finding the right buyer, because mm-hmm. you know, chances are you'll get multiple offers, right? So it's not just, you know, taking the highest offer, mm-hmm. but you know, finding that, making sure that that buyer that you're choosing is able to close.
Right.
And then last thing is, just like being a buyer, being flexible on this, as a seller, right? Mm-hmm. I think that's great. I mean, there's going to be lots to look forward to in 2022. But I wanted to ask Brandon, you know, what if they're looking to do any renovations or mm-hmm. touch-ups?
Okay.
What can they expect?
Yeah, good question, Andrew. So I'll say 75% of all the properties that we put on the market need some kind of preparation work, from full remodel to partial remodel to maybe just paint and flooring. You know, so that being the case, one concern that sellers may have is, how long does it take to get all these preparations done? And the good news is, as long as they're choosing material which is in stock, things should happen fairly quickly. You know, and I'm talking about replacing items versus doing any real structural modifications.
Right.
Once you get into the realm of requiring a building permit, then all bets are off, because the Department of Planning and Permitting is taking a very, very long time to get any permits approved. So if you are going to do some kind of renovation prior to selling, or just to renovate your property in general, If you're just replacing things like changing out the flooring, changing out fixtures, even changing cabinets and countertops, replacements don't always require a permit, mm-hmm. right? And that's something you should verify with your contractor. But if it does require a permit, it makes things a lot simpler.
And we've touched on this before, that, you know, remodeling the proper areas mm-hmm. of the home, you'll see your return. You'll right. always get a return. So,
yeah, I think some of the more significant areas that will give you the best return, number one, paint and flooring is a given, mm-hmm. right? If you have old carpet, people don't really like carpet that much anymore. We've discovered we have things like allergies and all these types of conditions right. that, hey, if you can just have a solid surface flooring like luxury vinyl tile, something similar to that, then buyers prefer that a lot more. Paint, same thing. You know, things get dingy and faded. New paint is a real simple way to bring new life to your property. Beyond that, you know, I will say that if you are looking to do some a facelift to your kitchen, if you are looking into prefab cabinetry, which is in stock, quartz countertops, which are in stock, those types of materials are actually quite inexpensive, mm-hmm. Even in this supply chain issue. So again, you always want to price around to make sure what your options are, but I think those areas will always give you a good return for your money. And then a little side note is, you know, don't forget the small stuff. If you have like fixtures, light switches,
yes.
you know, those bathroom globes above your vanity that you've had for the last 30 years, it still works, but it's not that hard to change them out and it really change the whole feel of your place.
Yeah, I totally agree. Because you know, sometimes you know, we walk into many, many, many properties, mm-hmm. and so we can see where, you know, you can see when a seller goes the extra mile,
right?
To you know, make the home presentable.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And buyers will pay for it.
Exactly.
And these days, if you think of how a buyer is going to make their purchase, a lot of times they're really just stretching every penny to make the down payment happen.
Yep.
So at the end of the purchase, they may not have money for renovations. So if you have a property that's what they call move-in ready or turnkey, then it gives the buyer peace of mind that, hey, I can spend top dollar for this property and not have to worry about doing anything for the first several years.
Right.
And for them, it's like building all the renovation costs into their purchase loan,
mm-hmm.
right, because it's already been done for them by the seller.
Right.
So it does make it a lot more appealing and easier for buyers.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, along with presentation with, you know, doing a remodel or renovation, mm-hmm. We have new tools.
We do.
We have technology. I mean,
yeah.
with the whole pandemic, you know, it brought virtual showings mm-hmm. More
in focus.
Yes, yep. exactly. So why don't you share with our listeners what are some of these new innovations that we can
yeah deal with? Yeah, and by the way, technology is not there's no age limitation with technology.
Oh.
Everybody can use technology. In fact, I think everybody does. So even Kupuna, I'm seeing, are you know, on there searching for properties on their phone. They're looking at media on their phone, and so a lot of the innovations that have evolved in the past year and a half have to do with presentation, you know. And if I can say it this way, you know, what attracts people to a property first and foremost is how it looks online.
Exactly.
Okay. So if you still have a you know, a realtor taking iPhone photos, forgetting to edit themselves out of the bathroom mirror, that's a no-no, right? You definitely want professional media, professional photos, professional videography, 3D walkthroughs, anything to make things appear good online. And again, everybody's looking online. It's not age-specific.
Right, right.
Yeah.
I totally agree. I mean, you know, we see a lot of listings, and mm-hmm. so you can tell, you know, the difference between a professional photographer
right.
and someone using their iPhone.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, this is a great market, Andrew. I think we both agree we're going to stay busy as we help buyers, sellers, and investors.
Yes.
Right? So some of our Kupuna are investors, and there are still some decent cash flow properties out there. Mm-hmm. You just have to identify what works for you and get together with a good realtor.
Yep.
Yeah. So it was great talking about real estate. If you want to have a consultation with either Andrew and I or somebody from our team, please call us anytime at Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors. Our main line is 753-9033. Again, 753-9033, and Andrew and I would love to help. Yeah. Coming up next, we have our Kupuna Wiki Classic Trivia.
We'll be back with more Kupuna Wiki right after this.
Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors assists clients in buying and selling their homes by striving to create an easy and seamless transition. With multiple awards spanning most transactions of the year, Client Service Award, and being in the top 100 realtors, Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors wants to provide you with excellent service and care when making a major life decision. Over the years, their agents have greatly enjoyed serving each and every one of their clients as if they were family. Whether you're a first-time homeowner or a senior, they understand the challenges and complexities of the real estate process and want to help you every step of the way. Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors wants to provide you with the most information so you can make the best decision. Because as they like to say, real estate is about choice. Contact Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors today for a free in-person property valuation by calling 753-9033 or email them clientservice@choicehi.com.
Have you ever been worried leaving your loved one alone? Whether it be illness, a fall, or just personal safety, the Electronic Caregiver Mobile Medical Alert System with GPS technology will give you that peace of mind. With the simple press of a button, an on-call staff member will be able to locate you and provide expedited help by alerting family or emergency medical services. To learn more about the Electronic Caregiver, call Priscilla Wong at 954-0820 and mention Kupuna Wiki to receive a free gift. Welcome back to Kupuna Wiki on AM 690, The Answer.
Thank you to all the participants who called into last week's trivia question. And last week's trivia question was, what year did the Merry Monarch Festival begin? The answer is 1963.
Wow.
Yeah. And now this week's Kupuna Wiki trivia question is sponsored by Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors.
Happy New Year. And with the new year comes New Year's resolutions. What percentage of Americans make New Year's resolutions?
Good question. For a chance to win a Lawrence gift card, be the first person to call us with the correct answer at 808-792-5188. And we hope everyone continues to stay safe during this time. And remember, if you want to hear past episodes of the Kupuna Wiki radio show and meet all of our great service providers, please go to kupunawiki.com or call us at 808-792-5188.
Again, we'd like to thank this segment's sponsor, Hawaii Kai Senior Living, recently voted Best of Senior Living by SeniorAdvisors.com. Hawaii Kai Senior Living offers customizable care options to best fit your needs and lifestyle. Call 395-9599 and mention that you heard about them on Kupuna Wiki.
Well, thanks for joining us today on the Kupuna Wiki radio show, Hawaii Senior Resource. We strive to make sure our seniors are informed and supported every step of the way. Again, I'm Brandon.
And I'm Andrew.
And we'll see you back next time on the Kupuna Wiki radio show.
You've been listening to the Kupuna Wiki radio program. If you'd like more information about today's topics, please call us at 792-5188. That's 792-5188. Or visit us online at kupunawiki.com. Until next time, aloha.
The preceding program was sponsored by Kupuna Wiki, Hawaii's senior resource.